Mike Rowe here with a few thoughts on my favorite sweatshirt, a classic zip-up hoodie that used to be navy blue but has since faded to what the fashionistas call a distressed indigo. It's 13 years old, soft as a flannel bathrobe, and after a few hundred dirty jobs, demonstrably and undeniably indestructible. This is the kind of sweatshirt girlfriends like to permanently borrow, but I've held on to this one because I got it from American Giant. American Giant makes all their stuff right here in the USA so they can control every link in their own supply chain. That matters, because when you buy American Giant, you not only get great quality, you create jobs for people in factory towns all over the country. No pressure, but if you give a damn about the business of making things in America, you got to support the companies who are doing it right. Go to American-Giant.com/Mike to get 20% off your first order. That's American-Giant.com/Mike.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly, but then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Peace, family. It's 19 Keys with the 19 Keys podcast. You're listening to a high-level conversation. Tap in. All right, a word from one of our sponsors. Make sure you tap into Goldwater Products. After you come listen to the information, you're going to need your memory stimulated so you can download everything in that prefrontal cortex. You want to make sure that hippocampus area of your brain that regulates mood, memory, and learning is fully functional and tapped in. Therefore, you want to tap into Goldwater. They have Smart Moss, Sports Moss, Vitamin C Moss, Colloidal Silver. They have just about everything that you, your child, and your whole entire family needs to stimulate your brain and your body and to make sure that your immune system is functioning. Before you tap into this great high-level conversation, listen to this song by Tezu Kulando called Goldwater. Peace, family. It's 19 Keys with part two of the conversation with my good brother Blue Pillar and Jackie Rowe. Now, this conversation was actually very powerful. We talked about a lot of different subjects. Towards the end of it, we actually started to talk about relationships, which I think is probably the conversation of a decade. Don't get caught up in your own illusions. It's something to remember within this podcast. Listen for all of the keys, observe, take them, and unlock your life. Tap in.
And it became mine. So I'm saying, but this is the next, this, what's going on here? What y'all doing? This is what's going to happen. We ain't going to need none of that.
That's the point, man. We over chemicalized, under mineralized.
That's what's going to happen.
One thing I know how to do is to create campaigns and narratives and change languages. That's why 2020 is the year of ownership. If you go shift anything, it has to be done repetitively, consistently, so it can go into the subconscious. You know what I mean? So it's always changing your language and a repetition of your language, because a lot of times when I go back and I listen to myself, I've been taking my own advice for so long and I'm listening to me and I said, yo, you talking to yourself every time, but you allowing other people to hear you speak to yourself, give yourself advice. And when I go back, I said, wait a minute, that's how I strategized. That's how I moved. Once I put it out in the universe, I create a realm of responsibility for me to actually implement those things, especially when it's documented for other people to observe. So it creates this dimension where it'd be like, yo, black people need to be able to have the ability to focus on our dreams. We too stressed with things that's happening. You understand me? So for me, I stopped putting out all content which is just showing police killing us and things of that nature, because it's stressing us and raising those stress cortisol levels to where we can't even think. And we definitely can't focus on dreams like the rest of everybody else's communities. So a lot of us have to, we got to sacrifice our dreams. So I always tell people, raise this question. What would Martin Luther King and Malcolm X been able to do if they didn't have to fight oppression? That's not nobody's dream. He said, I had a dream. He didn't say it was his dream. You understand me? So when you're talking about your dream as a human being, you utilizing your skills to bring your talents out into the universe and manifest that for the human family, That's different than you fighting oppression. That's something you have to do because you're born into a system to where there's not freedom, justice, and equality. And people can't live correctly and balanced until we get that. But we can't live to where we're always distracted because that's what they want to do. Mm. And they can keep us distracted. You never tap inward. Mm. It's always external and it's always outward.
So, did you go to college?
I went to college. I dropped out because I caught a case at 19 years old.
Yeah, same story like them.
Yeah. I went to, I took my case to trial and I beat it. And during that time, that's when I learned.
See, this is what I need to get.
Years old, brother. Mm-hmm. That's when I learned the application of knowledge. My older brother, he was my co-defendant in the case. And he was locked up at the time.
Your real brother?
Yeah, my real brother. He was locked up at the time. He's locked up right now, free age one. But during that time, he was behind bars while he was fighting this case. But he was giving me a list of books to read. Now, when I was locked up, I was locked up probably for like 30 days. And I read this one book. I don't know. I forgot who the author was, but it was super vivid. And it was like, I could imagine every character in the book. It was like a movie playing out in my head. I think Will Smith was one of the characters and some other people. It was the most vivid book I ever read. Like, it was really playing the movie out. But when I was done reading that book, it did nothing to help me get free. So when I got out and my brother gave me these books were all books that I could utilize while I was in a courtroom to strategize in order to gain my freedom. So when it got to that point to where the judge and the jury was trying to execute and deliberate on the decision, and they came back and they was like, the verdict is Jabril Muhammad, not guilty. Boy, I wanted to jump out my seat.
Your real name is Jabril?
Jabril Muhammad.
You know that's Brill's real name, right? Jabril.
Yeah.
Hey, you from...
Oh, they called me Brill. I was going to ask, but I didn't know. Yeah. You know what I'm talking about? But I don't want the people on the podcast calling me Brill. Right. Y'all better call me 19, because we're going to have some problems if you don't know me. Right. You know what I'm saying? I'm just saying, because I might treat you too friendly like family, and I'll be boxing with family, slap boxing. No, I'm just playing. I rock with y'all. So...
Listen.
Yeah. So... After I read that book, I read like, it was like, because I had already read the Honorable Elijah Muhammad book, so we had knowledge of self and everything. But that's when I started to look into other cultures and I started to dissect information from other different places. So like, I remember reading the philosophies of Socrates, the art of deception, and all of that directly dealt with the rhetoric that was played out in courtrooms. That's where they got their legalese. As far as the way that they speak in a deceptive way. So if you don't understand that language, you're not catching up on that. So I start looking up even different laws. I remember telling my lawyer something that he should execute that he wasn't going to do because he was too lazy to file the paperwork. But he had to listen to me. Because it wasn't just my lawyer. It was a state lawyer and it was a paid lawyer that we had. So they was working in conjunction as a team. So I told him something that he to tell the judge and I ended up getting something knocked off. You understand me during the case. And consequently, during a long process, you know, it ended up leading to being favorable for me. I was the only one out of my co-defendants that got a complete not guilty. The rest of them got mistrials. But I remember just strategizing. We strategized, picked a juror. We strategized the things I can't tell you, you know what I'm talking about. And it was powerful. And we beat that case. And I remember after that, I said, I'm never going to read a book that's not applicable for me gaining my freedom. You understand me? So I haven't picked up a storybook ever since. And anytime I read a book, my thought process going into reading the knowledge is, how can I use it? How can it be applicable? Even if I'm reading something that's philosophical, I'm trying to think about how can I utilize it in a conversation. You understand me? To where I can use that as a tool and goal to communicate with somebody. So when they're speaking to him, they're like, I would have never thought he knew that. You understand me? Everything has to be a tool in some applicable sense. The one thing that school don't teach is application. And that's the problem. It's not the fact that the knowledge is not useful, because everything they teach you in school is useful, but they don't teach you how to use it.
Oh my God, I gotta get out from here. Because one thing I'm always remember, today is December 17, and it was like, maybe at the time when it happened, it was what? 2:30 something, I broke my awards, and you said you got more. Like it was nothing. I'm gonna write this down. It was like nothing. Anybody else that was sitting next to me would have probably been like, "Oh man, this is mad." Nice. You said, Well, you got more. Yo, different. Mm. Different. Been around a lot of motherfuckers. I might not be the best at a lot of things, but I listen very carefully. I'm a very, very sharp woman. Woo, baby, baby, baby. Hmm. Oh my God, different, different. Totally different here. But there's some deep shit. Yeah, no, we need some sleep.
Well, listen, man, y'all got a 7-minute podcast. We tapped in. I appreciate y'all. I just wanted to make sure when we talk about 19 Keys, Electrical Thought Patterns, and Conversations, I don't want you to miss another conversation for 2020. Whoa. I'm coming in strong. Oh. She didn't even know she was being recorded. And that was a perfect story.
Oh, you my talk about God.
That was, that's oh. why it's pitch perfect. These are the conversations that you don't get to be privy to. Oh. And that's why I want my conversations to be heard, because I remember when I was younger, me and my brothers, we would have the deepest astronomical, philosophical, theological conversations on the planet Earth. And we'd be thinking like, what would this was recorded. Yes. I imagine if the world heard this, they would know, for one, how different my family is and the way we think about things.
There'd be times where I'd be like, the only thing positive that will come out of a federal... if they produce my transcripts... If they've been tapping my phone for the last 10, 15, 20 years, and they got to put them transcripts up, because I'm like, I used to say it on the, I'm like, whatever agent is on the other end on this phone, you just got rocked.
Yeah.
Because we done had them 2:30 in the morning bills, but we building for an hour and a half. I'm like, oh, I just decombobulated some atoms. Whatever Fez is listening to this, I know you just got rocked. You got smoked. You probably going to retire tomorrow. Yeah. Because you can't do this no more.
Nah.
You feel me? So, they got to come up with them transcripts. You be like, we had his phone tap. All right.
But see, that's the
beauty. Kick the transcripts out.
That's the beauty of technology, right? Is that it showcased what was considered to be the average person. It let you know that they was a star. Once you get to hear their opinion, their thoughts, showcase their talents, their observations. When at first there was a gatekeeper saying that, nope, we ain't allowing certain thought processes in. The society got to decide, like, yes, they do shine. You understand me? So now society, the people get to become the validators of culture. And that's why a lot more people like what a lot more people, other people like, because, oh, that person is actually funny. You understand me? They were picked by the people. So this person is actually intelligent. Their observations are actually useful. You understand me? Their motivation or their inspiration is actually spirited and inspiring up some energy in me. So, you know, that's what we have to be thankful for, regardless of the bad rap that technology get. We will be walking past certain individuals not knowing that they had star potential. And we all have that within us.
Damn.
And all we
got
to do is
Now, whether or not I know it's on or not, but it's the truth. Because as you were speaking, all I could think about is what you said when my award broke. And I'm sitting up here thinking, you know, what's that about? Really, why did that break? You know what I mean? Like, I always think about it. It's just, you know, I'm West Indian, so we have this suspicion philosophy about when something glass break, it broke a spell. You know what I mean? So every time something breaks in my home, I'm always grateful because I know it stopped something. I believe that it stopped something. Because years ago, there was three glasses on top of that, and one of my son's friends just walked in here, and I don't know what he was trying to do, but the three glasses just broke. Boom, 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 boom. I actually just put this back up together three, 4 months ago. It's been down for like maybe 10, 15 years because the television was over there. But every time a glass broke, and I'm still, as you were talking, I'm still thinking about how you said it.
Can I tell you something? I used to have a store in Oakland, California, on 17th and Telegraph. And I remember I used to talk to him. My partner, he used to be one of the most lively characters I ever met. I mean, he'd walk up to you while you with your girl and then snatch her from you. Oakland cat. Real serious. And he was the only person, the only person that I see with a guy that was with her. It was weird, like they didn't even mind. And he didn't care who he walked up to. Gangsters, killers, squares, players, whatever. And his success rate was like 90 to 100%. He had that kind of energy. You know what I'm talking about? He had a different kind of energy, I promise you. I know it sounds crazy, because you'd be like, that had never happened to me. No, he was smooth, but it was more so on like some live wire, though. You understand me? But he was just one of those person that was like, oh, he's supposed to do this, kind of. But anyway, my bruh, he went on a trip. He jumped off one of the cliffs into the water, and then it broke his spine. You understand me? So he had he was paraplegic, and he was in a wheelchair. And in the wheelchair, he started to go through a spiritual journey. He started to really get deep inside himself because, I mean, he had always been Muslim and things of that nature, but he had sort of went away from a lot of different things, caught up in the same fast money and everything that he was doing. And he seen it as a second opportunity and a blessing to observe himself. And he really went deep on the spiritual journey. And I was talking to him about the store because at the time I was very proud of the success of it. And he had come in, but he was like, you know what? That's an illusion. Don't get caught up in your own illusion.
Oh, man.
He said, you weigh more than that store. And this was before I was doing 19 Keys. You understand me? And he was like, don't you know it's way more in you than the store? Like, don't get to talking about that. Oh, like, that's okay. You not the store. That's your illusion for the world to be able to see. But don't get caught up in your own illusions.
Got it.
And I took that further to understand that even social media, even the awards, the plaques, the things that we put out, the world is observing the illusion to where they get to perceive us.
Oh, my God.
But we greater than all of those different things. But we have so much greatness inside us. Woo. That if you told the world what your greatness was, they couldn't believe it. So you have to give them something to show them the illusion.
Metrics.
Metrics. Yeah. But that's not you. You don't live by that. That's just so the world can recognize your godly potential.
Oh, man.
You understand me? So for me, I never get caught up in my illusions. Because imagine this. If tomorrow my followers went up to 1 billion, I am the same exact person. So how can I get caught up in the metric of the numbers?
Right.
If they went down to zero, I'm the same person.
Exactly.
My words weigh just as heavy.
Yes.
If I got $1 billion, I'm still the same person.
Mm-hmm.
You can't get caught up in your illusions.
Man, this is my saying. I said, money never made me. I made money. You understand me? That's my philosophy. Yeah. That's my motto. So I'm always at 100. You know what I mean? I am Jackie Rowe. There's no other. They will never be. There will never. Nobody would never walk in your shoes again. You know what I mean? I know who I am.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the difference. Yeah. You know what I mean? People can talk about who they want to be, but I know who I am.
Yeah.
And I know I'm very powerful.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I'm just hibernating right now. This is so deep because everything that you're talking about right now, we didn't have this conversation. I have a grandson that's 10 years old. He interviewed him. And my grandson said, everything is nothing.
Everything is nothing.
Everything is nothing. Mm-hmm. You know how deep for a 10-year-old to say that?
One of my favorite quotes from Minister Louis Farrakhan, he say that the universe was created out of nothing, which destroyed the impossible. So when I think about nothing, nothing is the greatest resource to have because everything comes from nothing.
That's what my grandson says. Thanks. I have this on I never
so when
but
you say
I
nothing is everything, that makes complete sense.
I never let this, I've never released this interview with my grandson, which you just said exactly what he said, exactly, 10 years old. So I let Paul and his mother listen to it, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Paul, you're here, let people know you're here, and you did listen.
Yeah, I'm here.
Paul had to interview my grandson.
Immediately.
Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Because
I had to document his genius. I mean, he's just and it's not. It's just all coming.
Yeah.
It's just, he's streaming. Just genuine. He's streaming. He's showing
he's
me.
He's deep.
You know, when I see children, I see him.
Mm-hmm.
Cause you would never know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
He played video games like them. He's the same little child that you walking by in the street all day,
mm-hmm.
who has information that is out of this world, literally, because that's where you're getting it from.
Exactly.
And it cuts through like this.
Easy. That's why my eldest prince, oh my God, like, you know, we have to sit down with him.
Yeah.
Oh my goodness. He's the next
that's
one.
That's his father.
Ooh, that's my.
You know, they call that the flow.
Yeah. But that's my eldest son's,
he's in the flow.
You know, And he said something the other night, even when we were taping, we were doing a podcast on Thanksgiving about relationship. He's like, Ma, that's what you got to start doing. You know, he said, that's what he told us about. He said, you got to start interviewing the kids.
Absolutely.
You got to start interviewing them. You know, we're talking about them.
We don't talk to them.
But yeah, exactly. We need to start talking to them. And I'm going to take a lot of that into, you know, deep conditional thought process, because there's a lot of kids around here that when I talk to them out there, I'll like to listen to what they got to say.
They're intelligent. I did an interview with a child that was so smart. And the questions he was asking me was like grown level interview questions. I got to go deep on my timeline to find it. But it was refreshing, because everywhere I go, I speak at school sometime, and the reception level of the children is very high. And I think the problem that most people don't understand is the children are past what you think they can understand, because they've been exposed to more than what you know. Mm-hmm. You understand me? When we used to want to know something, the number one people we would ask was our parents and our peers.
Right, right.
If our parents didn't know, we didn't know. Mm-hmm. Today, they don't need to even ask their parents, they Google it.
Right.
So now curiosity mm-hmm. has the ability to know whatever it wants. And mm-hmm. a child is the most curious.
Right.
So think about all the things they Googling and YouTubing. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And so now they're getting information on things that would have never entered their household, never entered their mind. Mm-hmm. So while you thinking they might not understand metaphysics or master consciousness and the laws of the universe and all these mm-hmm. other different things, they were just watching a video on YouTube about that.
Wow.
You understand me? But you still trying to speak to them like you were at their mm-hmm. age mm-hmm. when you were not mm-hmm. exposed to that amount of information. So it changes who these children are, and they're underestimated at mm-hmm. every level. And so therefore, the teachers don't know how to deal with them. The school system is 50 years behind, mm-hmm. so it's not dealing with them. So when they run into an influencer, they run into a speaker, that speaker to them like they geniuses, they mm-hmm. tuned in like, oh, I understand what he's saying. I want to be like that. Mm-hmm. You understand me? So every school I go to, they completely tapped in. The teachers always like, I've never seen this group of students mm-hmm. so tapped in and engaged, where they not being disrespectful. Mm-hmm. They just listening. Mm-hmm. Because that's what they need to shift their mindset to really spark growth within them. Mm-hmm. Because teaching them, you get this choice of careers, they don't want that crap.
They sure don't, man. They sure, this is a different type of species, you know, we got running around here, these youth with these young generation. But, you know, this is coming so full force, because I wasn't going to talk about it, but we was having this conversation about relationship the other night. Mm. And, you know, being that we are up still on this, it's almost 3 a.m, let's get it. Yo, why? I was just saying about certain my girlfriends, you know what I mean? I was just like, why is such a ratio of single women out here in the world right now? You know what I mean? It's just so much single women. And a lot of my girlfriends got their degrees. They're well off. They're very intelligent body-wise. You know what I mean? And they asking themselves why they can't find Mr. Right.
Yeah. There's a myriad of reasons that may be why. For one, okay, a lot of the successful women, for one, there are more women, the black women, than there are men. And then you have the total of eligible black men, which makes it even worse, the disparity in numbers.
Mm-hmm.
So, two, there's a mindset that, or let's just go to statistically, black women are now becoming the highest earners. They're the largest group of CEOs, and they're the most educated group in America. So this creates a disparity between black women education-wise and earning-wise, you mm-hmm. understand me, mm-hmm. and corporate-wise. There's not a problem with that. Black women should continue to rise. But here's what happens. Feminism was created as an objection to the way white man treated everybody else,
mm-hmm.
particularly the way he treated his woman.
Mm-hmm.
He would give the black man the right to vote before he would give his own woman the right to vote.
Mm-hmm.
You understand me? He treated her like a second, third class citizen, like a dog. She was behind the boy in the family. If a woman back in the day could not have a son, she was not seen as valuable.
Right.
You understand me? Mm-hmm. So in his patriarchal intellect, the white patriarchal intellect, the woman is last. All the way last.
Mm-hmm.
So this goes into the thought process that now she figured that they need to come together against their man to get them some rights. Because mm-hmm. they men are ruling the world.
Right.
You know what I'm talking about? They're like, we want to rule the world as well. Now, white women in slavery may not have had the right to vote, but they had the right to sell slaves.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So they participated in slavery the same way the white man was able to participate in
mm-hmm.
slavery.
Mm-hmm.
Fast forwarding. What they decided to do was grab them some allies in a fight against their men. Because you have mm-hmm. to remember, during that time, that black men also did not have rights as well. Mm-hmm. We couldn't get jobs and positions. You understand me? We wasn't free to do what we wanted to do in society. So we were still fighting for equality, which was next to the black woman with civil rights.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I'm saying all that to say this. Black women and women, period, in the feminist movement decided that they wanted to be basically like the white man.
Mm.
And the way that I mean that is they want to be in these corporate positions. It's not the fact that they don't want these white men not to be in them. It's they want to be up there as well.
Mm.
What it made them do is masculinize themselves to be able to put themselves in a position. Now, they're in this good old boys club now. So mm-hmm. they're surrounded by white men when they get into these corporate seats and they get up to the top. So what this effectively makes them do is start to think like a white man.
Mm-hmm.
You understand me?
We're talking about independent women.
Independent women, yes. Mm-hmm. So when they get all the way up to the level of CEO, they effectively think just like a white man.
Mm-hmm.
You understand me? So now take that mentality that you have, this grit that you've developed. You've masculinized yourself in a corporate world. So now you bring this back and you're a single black woman, but with the mindset and the energy of a white man.
Mm.
So now when you meet you a black man, you understand me? He's expecting, oh, I want me a feminine black woman. But no, she got money, power, and position. You understand me? So now she wants to dictate authority in a relationship in a way that she moves is not the same way as a feminine black woman would move that wasn't in that position of power.
Mm-hmm.
Power is a masculine thing.
Mm.
The masculine man wants power.
Mm-hmm.
So now she takes all of the taxes that she grabbed from fighting through corporations and putting herself through, you know, these systems to where they are fluent with white men in this culture, because once you become successful in that culture, that's because you have adapted your mentality
mm-hmm.
to the Eurocentric principles, you understand me, and energy necessary to be in these environments.
Mm-hmm.
So not even just black women, but white women have masculized themselves to points to where, okay, now I'm successful, right?
Mm-hmm.
Now I have money. Now I have a career. Now I have a home. You understand me? I'm independent, which means I don't need anybody.
Mm.
You understand me?
Mm-hmm.
Now, you have to understand that the independent woman and the dependent man are both constructs of white supremacy.
Mm-hmm.
You understand me? If the woman is independent, then she doesn't need nobody. If the man is dependent, then nobody can depend on him.
Mm-hmm.
You understand
mm-hmm.
me?
Mm-hmm.
This disrupts and separates the dynamics of why two people should come together in the first place.
Mm-hmm.
That
mm-hmm.
collaboration that mm-hmm. each other needs.
Mm-hmm.
So you have disrupted. She has become successful in masculizing herself in a patriarchal society to be successful. But now she is a feminist, but she's no longer feminine.
Mm.
So now those principles that create a household that bring a masculine energy together,
mm-hmm.
he has been effectively effeminated.
Mm-hmm.
You understand me? And she has been masculized.
Mm.
You understand me?
Mm-hmm.
So now they're not attracting each other because
mm-hmm.
it becomes a perverse, reverse role situation that cannot be upheld.
Mm-hmm.
So even though
she becomes the man,
right?
He becomes the woman.
Well, she becomes, I wouldn't say the man, because a man is one who is categorized from evolving from a male to a boy, because a male dictates your sex.
Mm-hmm.
And then you evolve and mature into a boy. Then once you learn how to manage yourself and you take on the principles and characteristics as a protector, a provider, a producer, a conscious, logic human being, then you start to become a man.
Mm-hmm.
So every male is not a man.
Mm-hmm.
So that's mm-hmm. important to dictate. And every female is not a woman, the same way she's not a lady. Mm-hmm. These are characteristics and principles you have to grow into.
To make you a woman. Mm-hmm.
But when a masculine man and a feminine woman meet, it is a match made to produce heaven. It's a match made in hell, because we're living in hell in America.
Too strong.
But it's a match made to produce heaven.
Mm-hmm.
So when she comes in, it's like almost dealing with a white man in a household. You understand me?
Mm-hmm.
Because your mentality is that of a white man, because that's who you hang around with. That's your influence. That's how you have to adapt yourself into these environments, because that's the very man that was oppressing you. So now you have to become like him in order to stand on the side of him to prove that you can be equal. Because remember, women want equality.
Equal or independent.
Equal or independent. She wants to be equal to the white man and independent of any man. You understand me?
I just want you to break that
and
down.
And most specifically, independent of the black man, because she was already independent of the white man in a sense, because she wasn't working in the household, because the black man was working, and then there was a role of her house was her base. You understand me? Not her place. Honorable Minister Lou Farrakhan said it's her base. And that's understanding the importance of what it means to be a mother, because that's always been downplayed in society, as if the stay-at-home mom was lazy and didn't do nothing and just took orders. No, a lot of the time she was the one that would sometimes control the finances, in the sense that when a man made the money, she would let you know, okay, we got to spend this much on groceries. We got to spend this much. Because remember, she's taking care of the household. She knows that she got to order the toilet paper. She knows that she has to educate. She has the duty of feeding the children so that they can be, their body can be nutritionalized. She had to learn how to cook. She had to learn how to protect the children. Because remember, the father working, who's protecting the children a lot of time? So the matriarch within the family has always been there. Just because there's a patriarch does not disappear the matriarch. It's the patriarch and the matriarch working together, which creates the God-triarch. So when we talk about establishing collaboration, nobody wants to play their roles anymore. Here's the important thing about marriage. Marriage is a nation-building activity. You understand me? Marriages weren't created for love. Oh, I love you. We in love. Let's get married. Marriages will bring together families, empires, kingdoms. It will settle beefs and in wars. You know what I mean? With marriages.
Right.
You understand me? Today, we have been fed through capitalism, because they want to sell diamond rings, because they want to sell more flowers. They want to sell Valentine's Day. They want to sell all of these things that sell sex and your opportunity to have a sexual mate, an ego, that they have changed marriage into the Cinderella story, the Prince Charming at the end. The story of marriage has never been told correctly to identify what marriage is supposed to be for. It is a business contract between two people to come together to work together.
Say that again.
It is a business contract between two people to come together to work together. Mathematically,
selling that ship,
marriage
that boat.
Changes the numbers. It is not one plus one come together to make two. It is one plus one come together to make three. Because two entities come together to make a third. Whether that's a business, whether that is a child.
Damn, I wish I could put this underneath that one that we had the other day.
Or a whole marriage.
That's
an entity within itself.
That is something that has to be developed. But it has to be developed with the energy of the masculine and the feminine roles. But society has downplayed what it means to be divinely feminine or feminine at all, and what that power is. The soft-spoken woman have way more power than the masculized woman.
So that's the submissive woman.
Yes, but submission is power.
I
was always taught that. I grew up, we were walking to the bakery across the street from the school that I went to, written on the wall, submission is power. And I never understood it when I was younger. You understand me? But you have to think about this. If you cannot follow, you cannot lead, because you don't know where to go.
Exactly. So
you understand me? For one, when we hear submission, we always think about first submitting to other people. We first have to submit to ourselves.
Right.
And we have to submit to that God within. Because we have a higher order that tells us what to do, but we can't listen. It tells us, go start this business. Go do this idea. We can't submit. We can't submit to our higher selves.
Right.
So when someone else that is in tune as well with their higher self tells us something, we can't submit to them.
Yeah, we got to stand still and be quiet so we can listen. And we
you
can
don't
hear.
Submit to somebody's lower self. You submit to your husband because he's tapped into his higher self. deal. And he's going to lead the family.
Wasn't this what I was saying on Thanksgiving? Mm-hmm. Yo, I wish I can put this behind him. This is crazy.
But you also submit to your wife because mm-hmm. of her divine feminine, her intuition. Mm-hmm. You come to her with a business deal, right? But she's telling you her intuition on it. Mm-hmm. You have to listen to that. That mm-hmm. is your second self.
Mm-hmm. Pay attention.
Mm-hmm. Right. Mm-hmm. She is also a God. Mm-hmm. So when you understand that, you understand me? You have been given someone who can look at the fine details in the bigger picture. So when a woman sees something like out of place, she recognizes a subconscious issue that this is going to dictate a larger issue. Mm-hmm. You done took your toothbrush out of 30 days and you done put it on the side of the sink instead of back into the cup. Mm. She makes a big deal out of it because it represents irregular habits. Mm-hmm. So it represents something going on in your mind. Mm. Husband, are you stressed out about this business deal? Mm-hmm. What's going on? Did it not fall through? Is mm-hmm. a bill not paid? Mm-hmm. She knows that irregular activity mm-hmm. represents a misplacement of your habits. Mm. She's not crazy. Mm-hmm. You might not even have recognized it, mm-hmm. but that's what she's there for.
Pay attention.
But that's where her feminine components come mm-hmm. in, because the feminine subconscious mind, the gender of the brain, we talk about the female, is the intuitive seed house. Mm-hmm. The seed house of emotions right. and memory. Mm-hmm. You understand me? She becomes your memory bank. You forgetting all. She kept it stored. Mm-hmm. You understand me? When these two merge together effectively, they make you a God. Mm. They make this union God. The black woman is the God maker. So if the black woman can turn this black man into a God, the Farrakhan's with Khadijah, the Malcolm's that's with the Betty, the Barack Obama's that's with the Michelle's, Elijah Muhammad's. So with the Khadijah's, Mother Tynetta, you saying, wait a minute. If we disrupt this union, there's no more God maker. He can get all the knowledge of self in the world. But when you look at world leaders, they have to be able to lead a family before they can lead a nation, because a family is a microcosm of a nation.
Right. So that's why every president has to be married. You know, they overemphasize that.
So me and Blue Pill, we working to get to the next level. When I see brothers married, they got to up on me. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? I'm married to the mission. Mm. You know what I'm talking about? But I'm single out here in these streets. Mm. You know what I'm talking about? So when a brother,
yeah, y'all need God to see maker, him smooth and see the smirk on his face when he said that just now. OMG. Yeah, play.
When I get
on
my God maker, play it's on next level. Mm. It ain't nothing nobody can tell me from nowhere near in the past, present, future, or the future that didn't happen in a different dimension. Because me and Bagel have every dimension. Woo!
Play it from the Himalaya. Yeah, no, from Oakland. Oh, yeah. Hey.
You know what I'm talking about? People always ask you, what you think your wife doing? Man, I think she working on herself somewhere. Mm-hmm. And I'm working on myself. Now, I'm going to tell you the thing that I need in a person.
Sound like a baby Farrakhan right there just now.
If we can't go together, we can't grow together.
Woo! Come on now.
We can't grow together, we can't go together. This is important. You can meet somebody. And at that level, women, unfortunately, have this great ability to become who you want them to be at the moment mm-hmm. when you meet them. Mm-hmm. You get into it with them, then they shapeshift back into their normal character because your habits are always default. Mm. You can't help. You can only hold up the facade for so long. So they're going to meet a godly brother, 19 Keys, brother Blue Pill. Hey. And they're going to act these conscious entities of divine feminine essence. But they can only hold it up for so long. You understand me? And then when you start to peep certain things, like, wait a minute. This is a facade.
It's an illusion. Understand me?
This is an illusion. This is not real.
Fair enough.
But women are a lot of times smarter than men.
A glass slipper.
Intuitively, they're quantum leaps ahead. Mm-hmm. But then you have brothers like us that great observers. Mm. I don't have to be smarter than you. I just have to observe you. Mm. You understand me? Once you observe something, it changes its form. Mm-hmm. You understand me? Uh-huh. This is quantum physics. Mm-hmm. You understand me?
Oh, I love
so
him.
Now your particles are behaving in a manner that let me know the truth of your existence. Mm. So now you can't fool a God. You understand
can't
me?
Can't fool a who?
A God. Mm. You understand me? It's because I'm in tune and I'm tapped in. Mm. But what end up happening is they get into these relationships and they shapeshift into what they think you want them to be instead of being truly who they are, so you can build with them based on who they are. So I need somebody I can grow with, because if I meet you here at this level, I'm going to keep growing. Mm. And if I outgrow you, then you will slow me down. Mm. So in a relationship, you do not have a woman that is going outward and you are going outward. Y'all both have to have a trajectory to where you're side by side going upward. That is how you grow together. Mm-hmm. Two entities come together to create a third. My last point is this. The man is supposed to be the provider, right? Mm-hmm. But when, nowadays, these women have jobs, great corporate positions. Mm-hmm. They take that expertise. They're working a lot of times for white men, mm-hmm. right? Then they take the money. Instead of bringing it back into the household because the man is the provider, they take it and they go buy European designs. Mm-hmm. So now they're taking money out the household, mm-hmm. you understand me, to go give to somebody else's community. Hmm. In the name of you're the provider, take care of the bills. Mm-hmm. Man, this brother gonna get tired of this. Because you buying yourself Gucci while I'm taking care of the household, I'm taking care of the real estate, the bills, mm-hmm. everything. Mm-hmm. That's not how marriage is supposed to be. Mm-hmm. A lot of these rules have been manipulated so that it fits the agenda. You understand me? So you can't allow and be a weak man to let that exist in your household because it's going to disrupt the marriage in the long term. You got to take that money, mm-hmm. you understand me, invest back into. Mm-hmm. Y'all supposed to create a business. Mm-hmm. You don't take that know-how and continue to work for somebody else so you can say, I got my own. You come together and say that we have ours together. That's
the goal. Was you here Thanksgiving in a corner of the wall or something?
I was tapping into the frequencies.
Oh, man, man. You hit it on the note. Pow! Give me mine on the black hand side. Yes. Now, let me ask you this. What's your definition of relationship, the word?
For one, when you have a relationship, it has to be going somewhere. And there's a difference between lust and love.
You think?
Now, most people don't know. When you're talking about lust is witty interactions because it's for a particular agenda. You're saying the right things to get to the right moment. Mm-hmm. Love is more careful. You understand mm-hmm. me? It's a little more insecure when lust is more confident. Mm-hmm. Because in love, you want to make sure that you don't mess this up. So your words are more carefully played out because this is not a con man position. I'm not trying to con you into something. Mm-hmm. I have to make sure this is truthful of the heart. So in a relationship, for one, you have to make sure that you all are coming together for the right purposes. Mm-hmm. And that you all are actually creating a foundation that can be a ship and carry both of you all. You understand me? That has to be the reason that you all have relations. Mm. So you have to have an intent and a purpose.
Listen, hold that thought right there. If you guys are listening to this, right, make sure you go back to episode 36 or maybe 35 to 37. Either 34 to 37 or 35 to 37 because I need y'all to compare notes. Mm. You understand me? Y'all heard me in here, Paul and his girl Rashida, and we was breaking it up. But now you heard from a young goddamn Malcolm X, 19 keys. Do you understand that? You just heard the definition, the breakdown of relationship. Yeah. Now I can like my son Paul because y'all motherfuckers need to wake the fuck up. You understand me? This is some real shit here. I be trying to give it to y'all motherfuckers, dumb motherfuckers out there. Excuse me. You understand me? But y'all need to wake the fuck up. Young ladies, wake up and understand the definition behind a relationship. It is three, maybe four compartments in it. Relationship. Four. Boom. All right? You heard him break it down. Go ahead, 19 Keys.
It's a partnership. Woo! Y'all partners that's coming together, but what are y'all going to do? That's why I keep saying two entities come together to create a third.
I
was saying
that I need a man that's going to help me build and take over the world. This is me, Jacqueline Rowe. Mm-hmm. I didn't say Jackie Rowe. Jackie Rowe's the young Jackie, wild, crazy, deranged, da-da-da-da. This is Jacqueline Rowe, the grown woman that knows what she wanted her age right now. Mm. You got to have a polished man, sort of like the young Malcolm X, you understand me? That understand the format, you understand me, of a relationship. Because we got to relate before we can sail that ship.
Absolutely.
You feel me?
You got to match Woo. Mentalities. Damn. And you also have to match God. Mm. This is important. Mm. Now, this is something that a lot of people man, don't want to have to
deal game, with. But listen to this again, man. You're getting the game for free. What more do you want? We say it's not to be told, it's to be sold. But again, y'all dumb motherfuckers, listen. You understand me? Wake up and smell the roses. Meanwhile, they're here. You're getting free knowledge for thoughts. Y'all. You understand me? This is some real shit. Yeah, it's BK all day. You understand me? Because you can't get no realer than this. I sat here on Thanksgiving from Thanksgiving Day, my mother's birthday, till 2 or 3 days after. And now we are what? Today is December 17th, and it's 3/17. Woo! Bam! And you heard 19 keys break it down.
12:17 a.m. in Cali.
Oh, shit. There yeah, go the 17s. Do the knowledge. You'll play your numbers out there. Play that number. You might win a man. How about that?
So you all have to match gods. This is important. You know, if she's atheist, you know, and you believe in Allah or you believe in Jesus, whatever it is, that gets to a point where y'all not bowing down to the same entities. Y'all not being checked by the same things. So there is no system. There is no balance. In today's time, we don't match ideologies when we get into relationships. We don't match gods when we get into relationships. She's going down and praying to some magical fairy Buddha. You praying to Allah. You praying to Jesus. You praying to these different things. These guys come with different entities. These guys come with different level of fear that keep you in structure and different disciplines.
Yeah, if she don't fear your God,
she won't be doing the same things that keep her in the line. You understand me? It's certain things that you don't want to eat, places that you don't want to go to, moral things that you don't want to do. But her God dictates that she can do those things. So y'all not even going to be in line with the same divine source. And she has to be able to see that God that you worship inside of you. And she has to be able to see that light. And that's the reason that she'll be able to follow you.
Damn.
You understand me? But a lot of times these women today, man, and brothers today, they're spiritual, but it gives them no rule, no structure, no order, no nothing to follow. Religion is not a villain. It is the people who use religion for their purpose. It becomes his religion. It becomes his Islam, his Christianity. You understand me? That's when it's no good, but it was created to give you order and structure. You will not go through Africa and find where they didn't have some religion of sort where they worship deities. They have structure because it creates the discipline. So in a relationship, you all have to find what is those things, that divine source that's going to bring you together and keep you together. You understand me? And when y'all can pray together, y'all are tapping and tuning in to the same frequency.
And if y'all can pray together, y'all will stay together.
That's right.
Okay?
So pray together before you lay together.
Oh,
you know what I'm talking about?
Damn, shit.
You understand?
Listen, you sure you wasn't here on the wall in the corner on Thanksgiving? Because there's so much things when you guys hear when he says, and I says, man, it's the first time I'm meeting this gentleman was yesterday. Okay, for a full 24 hours, we done went round table, bottled up, like, I'm talking about knowledge up.
Yeah.
Bottled up, that's what I mean. Yeah, no drinking, knowledge up. You know, I mean, we woke, we tired, but we woke. And the knowledge that he's just dropping, I just sat here for 3 days, I said after Thanksgiving, dropping that same knowledge. And he dropped it more intellectual than I could ever freaking specify, you dig? So if you didn't get it, you're lost.
You know, I'm going to say this last thing and we can wrap this up. When you meet an entrepreneur, because there's a lot of entrepreneurs out here that's building empires, you know, I always say the best way to flirt with entrepreneurs is with the receipt. Now, the way I mean this is in this matter. If you're flirting with somebody, you know, sometimes you can either be an attraction or a distraction. When somebody is on track, you understand me? They're going somewhere. Right? They have a flow. When you are distracting, you are taking them away from what they're doing. You understand me? But when you're adding to, you're adding to the electrical pulse that attracts them to the things that they're going to, because you're going in the same direction. So even if they give energy to you, it is still pulling them forward to where they need to go. So if you hit me up about something that's dealing with my higher mind and business, or my higher mind and my purpose and my mission, then I'm not detracting from my mission to give energy to you. I'm still going in the same direction. So a lot of times, ask people about the interest of their activities that they're on instead of saying, you know what, you work too much. No, tell them they're not going hard enough, or you found even more effective, innovative ways or network that you can pull into their circumference that allow them to attract the things that they want faster. Mm. You understand me? So when you talk about a receipt, I'm not talking about monetary, just monetary payment, but it is good to support entrepreneurs. You understand me? Because you're going to want them to support you. So you have to understand, if you can go spend money on the bag, I don't want to talk to nobody. If you ain't bought no gold water, you ain't bought no crown soil, you ain't got a crown, you ain't bought my book.
Wait a minute.
You ain't even supported me. You want me to lay down with you in the bed and have sex when I went to the womb of my mind and birthed some ideas, and you don't want to help with these children? You know what I'm talking about?
Babies?
So, nah, you got to first support each other. You understand me? Because if you don't believe in each other, you don't need to get in between each other.
Yeah. Ooh, now, let me ask you one more question. What does 19 mean to you, and what is the keys?
Now, you didn't ask the question of questions. You didn't open up the Pandora's sphere.
Yes, let it go.
Not the box, the sphere.
Yeah.
You know what I'm talking about? Because we had a round table. Now, listen.
Play, baby. Play on.
The one represents the male consciousness. Mm. The nine represents the female, the subconscious, the womb. The one would be like the sperm. The nine would be like the egg. When that one meets that nine, it represents that it's pregnant. You have the one, when you're talking about polarity, the one can be like hot and the nine can be like cold, because what you're talking about in the laws of the universe, you're talking about that one representing the micro existence, the nine representing that macro. Everything is between that one through nine. The nine is the smallest number that represents all numbers. You understand me? The one is the single digit number. The single digit smallest number. The nine is the single digit highest number. So it houses the energy of all numbers. So when I break things down, I'm going to break it down from the one through the nine. So therefore, even those who have a lower consciousness to higher consciousness can be tapped into this frequency. But since they represent all numbers in the universe is mathematical, they represent the mathematical truth of the universe. You understand me? From the conscious to the subconscious aspect of thinking. So when I'm dropping these 19 keys, the truth being electrical, you're talking about masterful art. Muhammad had a quote that he said that there's, at the time in the 30s, he said there's 17 million original people and 2 million Indians. He said that represents the 19 million rusty locks. He talking about them pineal glands that was rusty and unelectrified, and the truth is an electrical energy. So when you get that truth, it electrifies that pineal gland and enlightens you with that energy, which is that key. That
you
key
heard.
Represents that chi.
You heard.
Or it represents that knowledge or that key in different forms and different words. You know what I mean? All religion talks about energy and consciousness. And all prophets come together and messengers come together to enlighten the people. See, consciousness is this. Everybody wants to be woke. I don't want to be woke. I want to be enlightened. If I tell you that it is bad to eat these foods, now you are conscious of it. You are aware. You have gotten the knowledge.
But you're not fat.
You awoke. But if you take that information
and use it,
and you use it by cleaning out your fridge, changing your lifestyle, you have been enlightened, because light is information.
Yes.
So when that information is rotating in the mind and it makes the mind make better decisions, you have been enlightened. You have light inside. You have literal biophotons in all information is light. We get our information from light. At the beginning of the universe, when there was no motion in existence, none at all. It wasn't until motion, which is energy, which creates light, manifested consciousness or God from the creator source. So it was that one in the womb of that nine that will put together that created that God.
You understand me? And he don't have any kids, ladies.
No kids. So in that, when that one went into motion, you have to think about this. And this is a very powerful thought. It took one particular motion. And after that motion was started, it created this universe that we now exist in. Audible. You understand me? Mm-hmm. Now that we existed from this self-created God. Mm-hmm. So it's very important when you think about the only things that don't exist are the ones that are in the dark. Mm. Think about that. Mm. When you talk about the universe and the universe expanding, well, what is beyond the expansion? Darkness. Mm-hmm. Darkness is beyond the expansion. And when there is no light, there is no existence. Mm. That's what the nothing is. Mm. You understand me? So time is created because time is a measurement of motion. Mm-hmm. So even in a human being's life, if they don't move, then they don't have any time. If you stand still, there is nothing to measure. But a man that makes moves, he is like that sperm that has motility. See, the sperm has motility, meaning that it can move off its own metabolic energy.
I want to know how fast a sperm moves, you know?
Fast enough to be able to go through the concrete jungle of that egg, because it's a hostile environment. So you have to understand, the sperm is like the thought. The thought that's trying to burrow into the subconscious mind. They're trying to get into that egg. The egg don't move. The egg sits there, wait for the sperm to do all of the work. And it's beating out all of those other thoughts. You understand me? So the thought that's burrowed into your subconscious is the one that impregnates your mind. And those are the ones you give birth to. So when you talk about a person having motility, you understand me? It's moving like that sperm that's always in motion. But where does the sperm get the intelligence to know where to go? The sperm is pre-programmed with God inside him and an intelligence to know exactly what to do, where to go. But all sperms don't make it. You understand me? And for that sperm to be able to make it, he has to be able to go, has to be between that pH balance of 7.2 to 7.8. Now, this is new information, people, that I just got. I'm not going to break it all the way down to you. But this is what gives it the ability to be able to move.
Do you see this?
That's me breaking down this particular aspect of thought. The man is consciousness because he is logic and rationality. Which also represents God. God is consciousness. He is motion. You understand me? That universe creation represents God, consciousness. But that womb of the subconscious, if there was nothing there, well, the nothing there is what allowed the something to be created. The ripples of existence. When that man and that woman, you that subconscious, and you that conscious and you that subconscious, they validate each other. So that man and woman coming together are creating God. And they are the factory to produce more gods. Because his sperm means nothing without that egg. And her egg means nothing without that sperm. So regardless of the woman may give birth to her body, the man gives birth to his mind. The man's mind is his womb. It is his chamber of thoughts.
Oh my God.
To where he can produce outward into reality. So a man that can manifest his thoughts, that is a masculine man.
That's it right there. You just heard 19 keys. You understand me? You might have got 20. You dig? Because I'm going to ask you one more question real quick. That's it. What's your no?
In relationships?
In anything.
Disrespect.
What's your yes?
Respect.
You heard it right there, 19 Keys, live with on his pod and on mine. Front Row with Jackie Rowe.
Tap in with myself and the good brother, Blue Pill 44. Hey. You want to say anything, my brother?
Dude, you know, I'm bearing witness
to history.
Some dynamic dialogue, you know, so... I'm in the front row. You know what I mean? I'm in the front row. But
front row in 19
seats. The brother's dancing in the ring. You know what I'm saying? He's flowing like a butterfly, stinging like a bee. You know what I mean? So I'm honored, you know, to be here in the front row. You know, I paid a lot for these front row tickets, and I got my money's worth. You know what I'm saying? You could at Blue Pillar 44. You know what I mean? At Blue Pillar 44. That's how you could get at me.
I'm going to put your ad on there and everything in the description bar.
Yes, indeed. right? And get you some of that gold water. Yeah, that goldwater.com to electrify that mental. You know what I'm saying?
And, yes. It all started with it.
This is what electrified mental sound like 3 a.m. when the hippocampus is fully active and firing.
Yes. Thank you. Front row. You heard it live right here tonight with 19 Keys on, I think, a few different topics. But the most important was to relate and to relate to you on that relationship. All right? Thank you for tuning in. Tell your friend to tell her friend that you are front row with Jackie Rowe.
Tap there. Peace, electrical thought patterns, and conversations. I'll see y'all on the next episode.
Woo!
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger. For the ones who get it done.